The Enchanting World of Him and Blackie.
Hello, dear.
You're out in the garden early this morning.
Yes, dear. I thought I'd prune the roses.
To do that, sitting in a deck chair, you must have extremely long arms.
Oh, well, I'll get round to them in a minute.
I thought perhaps you were waiting for them to come to you.
Yes. Well, I am just deciding which ones to prune first.
Does it matter which ones you prune first?
Well, of course it matters. There are different techniques for floribunda and hybrid teas, you know.
We haven't any floribunda.
Oh. Well, really, what I meant was, shall I start first on the red ones or the yellows?
What you really meant was, if you sat there long enough, Evadne would come out and do it.
Oh, bless you, dear. Thank you so much. Here we are. You'll need the secateurs.
And what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to sit here doing nothing, dear. You see, I've got this lovely book on roses, so if you're not sure what you're doing, I'll find the page for you.
Are you sure that won't be too strenuous for you?
Oh, I don't think so, dear. It's not a heavy book. By the way, I brought the shears out so you can trim the privet.
Oh, really?
You're a little testy this morning, Evadne. I've noticed this, you know. You're always like that when your mother decides to visit us.
Maybe you're right, Hilda. My mother does affect me like that.
Well, I think Maureen, your mother, is rather charming.
She doesn't treat you like a child.
Last time she came, she insisted on your wearing a woolly vest.
And I do wish she wouldn't call me Mona.
Well, you were christened Evadne Mona. And the way you're behaving this morning, I think Mona is very appropriate.
That was uncalled for, Hilda.
I know, dear, and I'm sorry. And will you be mowing the lawn before you trim the privets or after?
It's your lawn as much as mine, Hilda.
Yes, but it's not my mother who will be criticising the garden.
She only criticises the garden because she knows I do it.
Well, not all of it, dear. I have pulled a weed out.
Well done, Hilda. You must be exhausted.
You're at it again, Maureen.
Oh, be quiet.
Do you think you'll get it all done before she arrives?
Well, I think so. It would help if you go and meet Mother at the station.
Well, won't it look a bit odd, dear? I mean, if I meet your mother on my own...
Well, all right, then. I'll go and meet Mother and you can finish the gardening.
On second thought, it won't look odd at all. I'll go and meet her. Maureen, so good to see you.
And nice to see you, Hilda. Where's Mona?
Well, actually, she's very busy.
I see. Too busy to meet me, her own mother.
Well, it's because of you that she's so busy.
Oh, and what's the lassie doing?
The lassie? Lucy is tidying up the garden.
The last time I came, it looked a mess.
The lassie or the garden?
Both.
Yes, well, I think you'll find an improvement in the garden. I've been helping her all I can, you know, pruning the roses and that.
Oh, I am glad that you're there to look after her, Hilda.
Oh, she's no trouble, usually. Well, now, let me take your suitcase, dear. The car's outside. Evadne, Mona, she's so looking forward to your visit. You know that you're always welcome. Are you there, Evadne? We've arrived now.
Coming.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, Mona. Mighty me, did you buy that dress at a jumble sale?
I certainly did not.
It's the wrong colour for you.
Everything is the wrong colour for me.
Yes, yes. Well, shall we make a pot of tea?
And if you're making it, Mona, watch you don't scald yourself.
Oh, Mother.
Well, Maureen, would you like to go and freshen up, dear, while we prepare the tea?
Aye, fine. I hope you've made some scones, Mona.
Yes. Well, she lost the recipe for the haggis, though.
Well, I shan't be long. Incidentally, Mona, the garden looks in better shape than it did the last time I came.
Yeah, thank you, Mother.
Hilda told me how much work she's put into it.
Hilda Brackett, all you did was lounge about in a deck chair.
But I did give you some good advice, dear.
Well, you must have been talking in your sleep.
Now, let's not quarrel, dear. You'll have quite enough trouble with your mother.
Yes, you're right, Hilda. I must keep cool. I mustn't let her upset me.
I don't think she does it deliberately, dear.
She does.
There you go again. Now, tolerance, dear. After all, she is older than you.
Mothers usually are, dear.
But I must admit, she doesn't look old enough to have a daughter your age.
Thank you. That has really made my day.
No, I didn't mean it that way, dear. I meant it as a compliment to her. You know, she's very well preserved.
It's all the Scotch whiskey she drinks.
Now, you know as well as I do, it is purely medicinal.
Well, if that's the case, she must be the healthiest woman in the British Isles.
It's simply to keep the cold out. Mind you, it would be a lot cheaper if she fitted herself with draft excluders.
Anyway, Hilda, the thing is, how do we entertain her while she's here?
Give her a bottle of whiskey.
We'll have to find something to occupy her time. Otherwise, she'll make my life a misery. Now, what about taking her to the cattle and agricultural show on Saturday?
Well, what category do you suggest we enter her for?
I'm serious, Hilda.
Well, I said, now look, let's look at the parish magazine and see what's on this week. My word. What say that? What an exciting program of events. On Monday, it's the WI. Mrs. Flathers is giving a talk entitled Taking Care of Hamsters.
I don't think that's quite Mother, dear.
I think you're right. I can't really see Maureen with her cheeks full of nuts on a treadmill.
On second thoughts, it might be a good idea. Oh, what's this, Hilda? Tuesday, the girl guides are having a campfire jamboree in the vicarage garden.
Wonderful. 2.5 hours of dib, dib, dib and 2 dozen bird sausages.
Now, Wednesday, the young farmers are visiting a brewery.
Ah, now, that sounds more up her street. The brewery, I mean, not the young farmers.
What about Thursday? Oh, in the church hall, there's the antenatal clinic.
I don't think there's time for her to qualify, dear. And that leaves choir practice on Friday and the Men's Society old-time disco on Saturday.
How can you possibly have an old-time disco?
Well, they probably rock around their walking sticks. Ah, Maureen, we were just discussing how to entertain you during your visit, dear.
Half a dozen bottles will do fine.
Yes. Or will you settle for half a dozen young farmers?
What do you mean?
It was just one of my little quips, dear.
Well, I've decided where I'm going tomorrow.
Back home, I hope.
In fact, I've decided where we're all going. We're going to the races.
Oh, are we? Oh, tally-ho, they're off.
Actually, I've never been to a race meeting.
No, but you've seen it on television. You know that nice man who raised his hat to us, John Rickshaw?
Oh, yes, I rather liked him. But do you think he'll be there?
Well, you never know.
I'm sure you'll find it very enjoyable, Mona.
Yes, well, I think it'll be a better bet than the antenatal clinic.
Ah, it's a wonderful atmosphere. The crowds, the characters, the bookmakers, the tipsters, the tic-tac men.
The saloon bars, yes. And I suppose there is a chance we might even see the old horse.
Yes, well, I suppose it will be an experience, as long as we're not tempted to have a bet.
What are you talking about, Mona? That's all part of the fun.
Of course it is, Mona. Oh, sorry. You can't go to the races without having a flutter. You have to speculate to accumulate. I, for one, will certainly be speculating. I might even go as far as 10p.
Hilda, there are 6 races.
Well, I might raise it to 12p, then.
I believe the minimum is 50p on the tote.
Well, we won't back the tote. We'll pick another horse instead.
Well, that's settled. Now, do you realize I've been in the house nearly 10 minutes and you haven't sung for me yet?
Oh, well, we'll soon put that right, Maureen.
And how's Mona's piano playing coming along?
She's doing very nicely. She's using her left hand now as well.
Only joking, Mona.
If you call me Mona once more, I'll use more than my left hand.
I'm sorry, that. Sorry.
Anyway, I don't feel like playing.
Now, don't be temperamental. It's for your mother.
That's why I don't feel like playing.
Oh, come along. Don't be childish, dear.
She was just like this when she was a wee girl. Ask her to play for visitors and she'd have tantrums.
Anything for a quiet life.
Splendid.
That's unusual.
Whatever is she doing?
Back in again, I should think.
No, she's heading over there, probably going to put a bet on.
Are you having a gamble on the first race, dear?
Oh, I think I might, yes.
I wish we could get some inside information.
Well, as it happens, I've been talking to a charming lady whose brother knows someone whose cousin's eldest son cleans out the stables for a very famous trainer.
And what did she say?
She says he's very happy.
And what has that got to do with inside information?
Nothing at all. I was just talking to her.
She was very pleasant.
Well, I mean, didn't she give you a tip?
Yes. She said, keep off the meat pies.
No, Hilda. Horses.
That's probably what she was getting at, dear.
What do you fancy for the first race?
Well, I'm torn between the turquoise hoops and the orange polka dots.
There are no such horses.
No, dear, the jockey's colours.
Very pretty, the orange. I've got just the hat to go with it.
There you are, Mona. I've been searching all over for you.
Well, you wouldn't find me in the bar, Mother.
When I went in the bar, it wasn't you I was looking for. Anyway, have you made your choice for the first race?
Yes, well, I fancy Toppy Apple.
No chance.
Thank you for your confidence.
What about you, Mona?
Rabbit's Tail?
Even less chance. Last time it ran, it fell over.
Maybe it was pushed, Mother. Anyway, I'm not changing my mind.
Well, it's your money you're wasting. I've already picked the winner, Mr. Punch.
Have you really? Do the other horses know about it?
I'll place our wager, Hilda, with that rather florid bookmaker over there.
Very well, dear. Well, I must say, Maureen, I'm really enjoying myself.
Yes, it's strange, Hilda. I thought you'd be against gambling somehow.
Oh, not in moderation, dear. It's only a bit of fun. After all, life's a gamble. Oh, I said, look at that strange jockey over there. He's wearing a bowler hat.
That's the chief steward, dear.
Oh, I say. I wonder if he'll bring us a sandwich and a cup of tea.
Now, don't be silly, Hilda. Ah, here's Mona. Now then, Mona, did you get a good price?
Yes, 10-1 for my horse and 2-1 for Hilda's.
Oh, you looked after yourself, didn't you, dear?
Very nice man. He called me Ducks.
Probably the way you walked, dear. You know, I'll never be able to follow the race. They all look alike to me.
Well, I've got binoculars. Leave it to me. I'm very experienced. Ah, just one more tent of the stalls and then they should be off.
I was thinking, Maureen, how do those jockey fellamy lads, how do they know when to open the door all at the same time?
They open automatically, Hilda.
Well, of course, I knew that eventually. I just wanted to make sure.
Really, Hilda?
You're quite right, Hilda. The doors open as soon as the starter gives the signal.
One to be ready, two to be steady, three to be off.
It's not exactly like that, Hilda. The starter's assistant raises a white flag.
I always thought that was a token of surrender.
I give up.
Well, in that case, Evandy, you'd better wave a white flag.
That horse seems rather reluctant to go into the stalls.
Perhaps he would prefer to go into the circle. I couldn't resist that one, you know, dear.
You should have tried harder, dear.
That animal's certainly playing up. Now, which one is it? Look at the race card, Hilda. Number 6.
Yes, number 6. Yes. Miss Doolittle.
Miss Doolittle? I read somewhere that she's in foal.
Miss Doolittle?
Don't say anything you'll be sorry for, Hilda.
All I was going to say was, no wonder she doesn't want to bother about racing. I mean, shouldn't she be lying down or something with her feet up?
Oh, she'll be all right. They're covering her head with one of those hood things.
Why do they do that, Mother?
So that she can't see what's happening.
Seems to be the story of her life.
Oh. There she goes. She's safely in. They'll be off any minute now. The white flag is up. They're off.
Isn't it exciting?
Miss Doolittle's been left behind.
Oh, dear, another unmarried mother.
Where's my horse, Mother?
And mine.
Difficult to see. They're bunched at the moment. They've gone about a furlong. Oh, there's one going into the lead.
Which one is it?
Toffee Apple, I think.
Oh, that's mine. Oh, mine's winning.
Mr. Punch is second. That's a good position. That's mine.
Where's Rabbit's Tail?
Oh, let me see. Rabbit's Tail. It's right at the back and the rear.
Living up to its name, dear.
They're about halfway now. Toffee Apple's still in the lead.
Oh, well done, Toffee Apple. Come on, Toffee Apple.
Mr. Punch is making a forward move. He's neck and neck with Toffee Apple. Come on, Mr. Punch.
Go back, Mr. Punch. Give him at once and come on, Toffee Apple.
Quiet, Hilda.
What's the good of being quiet? He won't hear me.
They're in the last 2 furlongs now. Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong, Mother?
I've never seen anything like it. Toffee Apple swerved across the course, did a U-turn, and is galloping back to the start.
I knew I should have backed it each way.
Miss Doolittle company.
Stupid stallion.
They're inside the final furlong and Mr. Punch is leading. Oh, come on, my beauty.
What about Rabbit's tail?
Probably still wagging, dear.
Oh, what's this? What's this?
What's what, Mother?
Rabbit's tail. Oh, what a burst of speed. It's coming up on the outside. It's nearly level with Mr. Punch.
Come on, Rabbit's tail.
Be quiet, Abney.
What's going to be quiet?
He won't hear me.
You're being silly now, dear.
Rabbit Tail's gone to the front. He's past the post. He's done it.
Oh,
Rabbit Tail by a soft head.
It must be a contortionist.
How much have I won?
Well, you had 50p on at 10 to 1, so you've won £5.
Oh, lovely. Fancy that. Isn't that nice, Hilda?
Well, of course, you know I don't approve of gambling.
I'll go and collect your winnings, Mona, and see that it's correct.
Thank you, Mother.
See you later.
Evadne.
Yes, dear?
Can we move somewhere else?
Why, Hilda? We have a perfect view of the course from here.
Yes, I know, but there's a strange gentleman who keeps waving at me.
Waving at you, Hilda?
Well, don't look so surprised, dear. It has been known. Look, look, there he is, you see. That chappie over there, scratching his nose and pulling his ear.
Oh, Hilda, he's waving at the bookmakers. He's one of those, Kit Kat men.
Is he? Well, I'm not too happy about some of his gestures.
Well, we'll move if you wish. I say, let's see if we can get a cup of tea.
Oh, that's an excellent suggestion. Now, where? What a crowd. Everyone seems to have had the same idea.
Well, shall I force my way through to the tea counter, or will you?
You, dear. You're good at that sort of thing, as you've got sharper elbows. Oh, and remember, Evadne, I prefer China tea, dear, not too strong, with a hint of sugar and just a touch of fresh milk.
Hilda, this isn't a gourmet restaurant. You'll be lucky to get it wet and warm.
Well, do your best, dear, but I'd rather not have one of those cardboard cups, dear. Drinking tea out of those is like taking medicine.
If I do manage to reach the counter, Hilda, would you like something to eat? I could ask the chef to do you a lobster thermidor.
Now you're being silly again. You know very well that lobsters are out of season. I'll settle for a sausage roll.
Righto. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Make way, please.
You're not doing very well, dear. Use your elbows.
I'll use you, Hilda Brackett, if you're not careful. Make way, please. Thank you. Here we are, Hilda. And I'm sorry I bothered. It was like being in a rugby scrum.
Well, I've never been in one, so I wouldn't know.
And I expect the tea is cold by now.
No, dear. No. No. No, not cold. No. It's still a few degrees above freezing.
At least you didn't have any cardboard cups.
No, dear. I think they used them all to make these sausage rolls.
What a day, what a day. It won't be long before I'm off to my bed. But before I do, you'll sing me a song, I hope.
Yes, I think we might. I'll just finish this cup of tea. You know, I always say you can't beat a cup of tea you've made yourself.
I made it, Hilda.
Well, that's what I meant, dear. And although I enjoyed our day at the races, oh, it's lovely to be at home.
I agree, dear. I'm quite exhausted.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Mona, a young girl like you being tired.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps I should have hired a helicopter.
Poor Mona. She couldn't keep up with us, Hilda. And we're getting a bit long in the tooth.
Yes. I think I could have phrased that better, dear.
Well, according to my reckoning, I won £3, Mona won 11, and you, Hilda, lost 5. So between us, we made a profit of £9.
Oh, good. Are we having the share out now, then?
Really, Hilda, that's a bit much.
Well, after all, I did shout for your horses when mine lost.
Which was quite often, dear.
Now, you're just being cruel.
Now, not to worry. I have a great idea for tomorrow.
Not gambling, I hope. Nothing to do with horses, Maureen.
Not in the slightest. I thought we might go to the dogs.
Evadne?
Yes, Hilda?
Play something, please, and I'll lay you 10-1 I finish before you.
Your cheeks are hatched before you cut them up. There's many a slip between the chip of the horse that wins the cup. I've tried every sort of kind of sport, but racing is quite the best. Just give me a horse that runs the course, and you can have all the rest.
A jolly good thing, a sporty trick, a tip on the straight QT. So give us a run of 10-1 to win it all.
1, 2, 3.
Back your fancy, come and have a gamble. But look at the price just once or twice before you join the scramble. Wait until your chicks are hatched before you cut them up. There's many a slip between the tip of the...